Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
Make the people say, ooh, I think I won't cut. I think I'm in single stock. Ain't nothing to go to the baby.
Busy Mix for you up in here. A 6:05 in San Diego. It's a 5:05 tomorrow in Moscow. 4:05 tomorrow in Athens. How about that? 9:05 where I am here in Atlanta. What's going on, everybody? You are inside the Social Lab, TM Hyman Radio, hanging out with the crew. Before we go any further, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, give it up, Madam CeeLo Boston. How was your Thanksgiving?
Well, good afternoon and morning time. Made it through it. It was cool. I had issues with some food, but we'll talk about that later.
It's the Thanksgiving aftermath, the good, the bad, or the ugly. However you want to tell your story, we want to hear about it tonight inside the Social Lab. All the way live from the Tampa Bay area. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Her Thanksgiving was last weekend, so she's done with that. What up?
Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome back. Actually, I had a two-part Thanksgiving. It extended into the actual holiday, but we just switched up the meats. So, yeah, it was still Thanksgiving, just no double up on the turkey. The turkey fool. Jeez.
The DMV ring is none other than Freak Nasty. Is that the thing?
Right.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, what up, man? Hey, yo, man. This madness I was going on Black Friday, yo. People's acting like baboons out there, yo. And, you know, somebody's asking me if I wanted to go out there for Black Friday, but the word that I use to kind of calm myself down from the madness was namaste. So they asked me if I wanted to go out. I said, nah, I'm going to stay home.
I got a couple more jokes.
What do you call two Mexicans playing basketball?
Oh, Lord.
What?
One on one. Hold on, I got one. Last one. What do you call four Mexicans in quicksand?
Oh, jeez.
Cuarto Cinco.
You know what?
I'm done with you for the whole entire night.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm done.
I love Mexicans. It just made the joke work.
So done with him. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm only Mexican in the summertime, but you are retarded. I swear.
I love Mexicans.
Hey, everybody had a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, very good.
The family.
I'm sorry, that one makes me laugh.
Laughing off
his
own jokes.
We're
going to pause for the cause.
This is a journey into sound. Brooklyn. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new
Brooklyn
value.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Cause we go a little something like this.
Come on.
Hit it.
Sicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Just don't think, stink pink gators, my Detroit players. Tim for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's a head right, Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, crew. Do something to us, talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us. who us? Yeah, Papa and Pump. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Pleasingly, this front ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my piece. Keep my peace, Cubans with the Jesus piece. With my piece, packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it.
TM Hyman Radio live up in the social lab with your girl Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. And don't forget to log on to tmhymanradio.com. Sign up for that newsletter on tmhymanradio.com. You can also sign up if you would like to be a guest. You can find out about us, the air personalities. You can find out how to advertise with us. Various things that you can do on our website, and it's growing every day. So, again, don't forget to log on to tmhymanradio.com, sign up for that newsletter, and get your information right there. Monday night up in the social lab, Monday, as we like to call it, the good, the bad, and the ugly about Thanksgiving. I had the chance to enjoy some time with some family members from out of town, got to see my cousin Reggie, who is Regina Reginald. He's my mom's middle brother's youngest son.
Her nephew?
I think she's having technical difficulties.
Oh, yeah, her joint phasing over her new phone. Hope you got your receipt.
Horrible. Yes.
Honestly, I'm leaning. I'm like, her nephew? Like,
horrible.
What?
Yes,
yeah, your phone.
My mother's
horrible.
Nephew.
That joint phasing out already, son.
It can't be the phone. I'm going to blame it on the network or the Wi-Fi because brand spanking new out of the box less than 48 hours ago. So.
Oh, my God. I already lean, but you had me leaning. Like,
Terrible. But anyway, shout out to my cousin Reggie, who I hadn't seen in 13 years.
Hey, cousin Reggie.
Reginald.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
I don't know. I had friends and my mom here. She's my family, so I mean, I think that already without saying. I don't know. It was cool. It was different. We didn't have turkey. We don't do the turkey thing, but Then we had German food, and that was cool. But I had to go to the emergency room for eating fruit.
Folks like myself, CeeLo, what does a German meal consist of? I have no clue.
Okay, well, this particular one is called Rumladen, and what it is it's onion wrapped in bacon, wrapped in steak, and it has like this sauce. I don't know if you've ever had Hungarian goulash, but it's like this, it's like nothing you ever taste before. And then it's served with red cabbage.
Is that good? Is that good or bad?
That's delicious. That's great. I couldn't eat it, though, because, like I said, I had to go to the emergency room, like, the day before that because I ate too much fruit, and it made my face swell up. So I didn't get to enjoy it like I would have liked to, but my mom finally cut it up like baby food, and I was able to eat it. So, yeah, still had an enjoyable holiday.
That sounds wonderful. Oh,
yay.
Delightful. Delightful.
I can't stand you.
Hey,
what did y'all do?
I had a pretty great Thanksgiving. You know, there was probably one shock point. But, you know, overall, you know, definitely good. Typically, I have traveled to VA. I mean, that's just the ritual. But VA actually came to the A. So it was really cool. Bouncing back and forth from Roswell, I went and met some family in another part of Georgia, wasn't even really familiar with. There was an interesting aha. You know, I have an uncle, you know, where, you know, I think everybody has that, just like everybody has that drunk uncle.
Yeah.
Everybody have a drunk uncle.
Yeah.
But everybody got that wild card uncle. So, you know, I didn't have an experience with a drunk uncle, you know, this Thanksgiving, you know, but every time I you know, experience my uncle, I put my seatbelt on. Every time I sit down and I'm near him, I put my seatbelt on because you never know what's going to pop off. You know, we're at the dining room table, the house is packed. You know, we're talking about the movie Chirac. You know, Chirac. Uh-oh. They're like, you know, what is Chirac? I'm like, you
I
know, all
see
of that happening going on in Chicago. You know,
right?
Like, well, you know, what's the reason? And this is the dialogue now. Sitting at a packed table, we're eating food, and what's the reason for all of the violence in Chicago? Now, I don't think I've done a study recently of the violence in Chicago, so I don't think I'm qualified to answer the question. What's the reason for all the violence in Chicago?
Right.
But out of nowhere comes the statement, now buckle your seatbelts, folks, even though you're eating at the table. Well, good. They're all killing themselves.
Huh? What?
Huh? Damn,
what
no.
The world?
No,
this is some of the good Reverend Doctor here from
I'll tell you, I know that I've grown because there was a lot going on in my head, but nothing could seem to come out of my mouth.
Hold on, amen.
Even though, you know, and I think it might have been because the food, you know, was so good. You know, we just wanted it to remain all good. But Chirac, folks, Chirac is the forthcoming flick from Spike Lee. It's about the violence going on. In Chicago, in a movement that took place in an area where people are dying more than, you know, some days than the death toll in Iraq. So they call it Chi, as in Chi-town, Rack, as in Iraq. Interesting happening going on in Chicago. Even recently, I believe, you know, like maybe 15, 16 young people shot at one time. In Chicago, and Laquan McDonald shot 16 times by the officer who claims that it was self-defense. It was self-defense, and so
until the tape came out,
and they're still claiming self-defense.
Right, but you know that's what's crazy. It's like it almost seems like, and this, and I know y'all hear me say this a lot, you know, don't nobody believe nothing until the white man say it. And I swear, it's like, it still rings true until the masses, like, oh, yeah, it's a problem, then it's a problem. But when it's, you know, when the masses can't see it, it's like, yeah, you're complaining about nothing. These people are dying for not having, you know what I mean, and dying over things that they do have. It's, yeah, it's crazy. But that's what our communities have been like for years now. Just some of us got out. That's the only thing. You know?
I'm really interested in the film, being that it's a modern-day adaptation of the ancient Greek play, and I'm going to try and make sure I say this correct, Lysistrata by Aristophanes, that's set against the backdrop of gang violence in Chicago. So what I think I want to do before I see Chirac is see if I can find a little bit more on this Lysistrata by Aristophanes and see that so I can do a comparison.
I like to do a comparison.
Like when, you know, movie adaptations come from books, I try and read the book first. So, yeah, this is something I would do.
Liar.
You're not the only one who can use encyclopedia words and the test words. You're not the only one that can use
the test words.
Well, what words, right?
Justify your vocabulary words. You've got to justify vocab, say. Get out of here.
Say what?
Yeah,
you got her justifying her vocab.
You heard.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, man. You know, hey, I can't help where I'm at with mine. You know what I'm saying?
It's very apropos for me to do that.
It would behoove you to do so.
Rolling through the city, riding with the top off. Man, my whip so big when you in it. Round to get lost. Tell my bitch to let her head up. What does you cause? Tell me, baby, if you found that light right now. Hope it ain't sour. No. Put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees. And them products make you freaky. Come up out of. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud 9 about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence. Get when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about. Tonight we be taking off light with your camera to show up. I got you in the air. Your body in the air. How I feel up here. You can scream as loud as you want. Loud as you can. Ain't nobody gon' hear.
Would you like it better
if I hit the West Coast? Tell me if you're about that life right now. Hope it ain't tall. I could put you in the mile high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp. Tell her be free, baby, spread your wings. Get your legs in the sky like a plane. Let me guide that, I'm the pilot. Can't nobody see you 30,000 feet on your knees. And them products make you freaky. Come up out of. Get high, baby, roll on. Cloud 9 about to go up. Loving the feeling, the turbulence. Get when we turn up. When we land, we can roll out. Show you something you ain't know about.
Cold world.
Tonight we be taking off light with your camera to show up.
I got it. Listen, you need it. That's gonna come over and dig you out. You need it. That you know is not gonna run his mouth. You need it. When he done, probably gonna put you out. You need that's gonna put it in your mouth. Brick so big it's like a foot is in your mouth. And you ain't babysitting, but my kids all on your couch. And oh, you nasty. Oh, oh, you nasty. Both graduated, so keep it in classy. Look, they love me in the shot like MJ. They love me in the shot like Oprah. No nigga can plot, not even the Kimbe. Compare the cold, boy, you're softer than a sofa. And so far, my new sofa. Check my profile. Who you know make waves in the low tide? Debo, Joe, now she both eyes. Lil' brown liquor in my liver. Pretty brown thing in my bed. Been a long time since I had to ask for it. So God, don't make me big. But I will if I need to. Cause for real, girl, I need you. I can put you on a flight. We can take off tonight. If you scared of hype, then I got a pill I can feed you. Come.
I can put you in a my high club. What's up? Let's take a trip. Have you ever read The World Is Yours? On a blimp.
Oh, yeah. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Yeah, I thought there was more, huh?
Yeah.
Ain't no more
TM. I sure did. It's 9:26 p.m. here on the East Coast. 6:26 p.m. on the West Coast. Everybody in the middle, you got
to
figure it out. Yo, we are back from the Thanksgiving break. I'm talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the holidays. And, yes, I really did think there was more to the song. So, yeah, it did catch me off. And, yo, log on to TM Hyman Radio. TMHymanRadio.com, excuse me. And you put your email, you know, address in. We send you information, newsletters, contests, you know, things we have going on. And thanking you for being our listeners. Yeah, love it. So Sade.
Hey, let me clarify something regarding that comment earlier in reference to they should all kill themselves. Listen, the comment was so jolting. I mean, so jolting that, like, it shut down, like, dialogue. It's like pin drop quiet, right?
Right.
I don't know what the premise was. Did not really want to engage because the comment was so jolting.
Right.
Just to be fair, really don't know what the premise was, but didn't want to touch it because it was
Is
he older? Is he an older cousin? I mean, older uncle, rather?
This is a absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, because that could give
say
a little more platform.
Plus.
Okay.
And that's
50. What I want to say. I don't know the premise, but I didn't want to touch it.
Right. It wouldn't have been safe to do so.
Yeah, because that could have opened up a whole bag of worms of
Listen, it was a good Thanksgiving that could have gone ugly real quick.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Okay. And look, but the thing is that you could be glad that it wasn't somebody else there that would not have responded just as fast as he did. You know what I mean? Like to his comment.
This is the thing. You have to know your peoples. And when you peoples, listen, you got to rise above. I mean, you just got to know your peoples.
True.
Yeah, I would have used cuss words. I know off gate. Like, I had to push mute when you said it.
That's what it did to me sitting at the table, though.
Right. Right.
Did you stop
put this biscuit in my mouth before I say something?
I did. I stopped mid-fork, and the food was so good, I just kept on eating. I had a reason not to say anything. I just kept on.
Potato salad. Thank you.
Ooh, mama, this stuffing is good.
who made me?
We're talking about the Thanksgiving aftermath, folks. The good, the bad, the ugly of Thanksgiving. I didn't cook anything, but there was so much food cooked that I brought some of it back with me, and I'm still eating off of it right now. Although I'm sick of turkey. Who actually put their hand to the plow? Say, did you put your hand to the plow? Did you cook anything kosher, brother?
Yeah, me and the wife, we had went over to my cousin's house out in Bowie, and it was like a big showing of all of our family from Philly and, you know, surrounding areas that came through. And we had, it was all kind of like a potluck thing or whatever, where, you know, different families or different counterparts of the family had to bring, you know, a side or a main dish or whatever to compile the whole plate, you know, the whole table, I would say. And oh yeah, me and my wife, we made a vegetarian ziti, where we use the vegetarian substitute of sausage that they have on the market now, and it's really like, we didn't tell people that it was vegetarian just so they would try to like walk away from it, you know what I'm saying? Because they think everything vegetarian tastes like bark
paper.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or like,
did you say bark?
Or tire or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Bark and tires.
They think that joint tastes, you know, our food tastes terrible. But I'm like, you know, so you know, that was part of the deal. Like we said one pan was regular sausage and the other pan was vegetarian. When we was lying, both pans was vegetarian. And they were saying it up just all the same. Like, damn, say, you still got it, son. Even though you eat this stuff, you still can make that joint. Nope. I was like, yeah, I know. Eat up, fool. Eat up.
Bark and tires.
Trick them into a healthier lifestyle, brother. Trick them into a healthier lifestyle.
Hey, man, and then it just goes to show that, you know, our food doesn't taste as bad as you are putting it in your mind as it is. You understand what I'm saying?
No, it actually doesn't.
I mean,
it's like,
you know,
the placebo effect. It's that placebo effect.
That's all it is. That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
It's a mind game. It's actually a mind game. So, you know, yeah. So we put our we added our piece to the puzzle, if nothing else, man. But
okay.
I'm trying to see if anybody has some of that patty pie. Anybody had that patty pie?
Nope.
I'm gonna have to add a hell no to that one. I made baked sweet potato.
I had some store-bought pie. But I'll tell you something. My aunt hurt her foot, and she is the sweet potato pie woman in our family. She hurt her foot, so she thought
she
was going
to,
you know, she might as well had to put her boot in it because the pie was horrible. She brought from the
tastes like bark.
No.
It was vegetarian.
Listen. Yeah, that's it. It was vegetarian. But listen, last week we were talking about this patty pie. I don't know who was able to check it out. I had not seen or heard anything. We talked about, you know, some snippets when we came back, and I think we have it. What is the gentleman's name who supposedly had the pies flying off the shelf?
James Wright.
James Wright is his name. They talked about Patty owing them some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you guys a piece of it. I'm gonna give you guys a piece of it. I'll jump straight to when he started tasting it. Okay, pause. You know what I mean. I'll jump straight.
Oh, there we go. Come on, Patty. You better come out. Come on, Patty. Open Patty up.
Hey, sir.
Remember, support black people, black businesses. Okay, so look. Ooh, it's so pretty. Look at that.
I thought this was Jack A. Harry. The whole
time. On my own. Why did it end this way? Come on, Patty. So let's taste the patty. I'm gonna taste Patty.
Wait.
Ooh, Patty's so moist. Come on, Patty. Patty. I want to taste Patty live and make a video for
talking
those
about
that
see
what it tastes like. I ain't never tasted, so here we go.
And I got another one where after he tasted it too. But this, I'm just now riddle me this, okay? If you just landed on the planet from Mars and all you knew there was two genders, which one would you think this was?
Really would have thought it was a woman, for real.
I mean, that's
not even
what I'm saying.
Lie.
I mean,
thought it was a woman at first, too.
I thought it was a chick when I had to go look at the video myself, and I was like, this is the wrong damn video. But why I got three?
Right.
Let me,
I was looking at
the
hat.
Let me check it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at the hat, too. Me, too.
So, all right, so let's just go into what he felt after he takes the pie.
Patty. If anybody knows Patty LaBelle, tag her in the video. Patty! Whoa!
Bitch, I turned into Patty. You turned into Patty after eating this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh, but wait, it gets worse.
Yes, it does.
Wait, it gets worse.
When you've been blessed,
Patty. How is it that two people who laugh together and love together sometimes? Ooh, ha ha! Patty, when you've been blessed, feels like heaven.
Breathing. And I'm happy to report that aside from all of the hoopla that was going on, all of the threats to boycott Patty if she did not give James Wright his props for these Patty Pies flying off the shelf, being sold on eBay for thousands of dollars, people standing in line, people fighting over them, tasing each other over the pies, I'm happy to announce that over the weekend, James Wright not only celebrated his birthday on Thanksgiving Day, but also had the pleasure of being invited to Patti LaBelle's home for Thanksgiving dinner. And he got to eat with Patty and friends and family and got to fellowship and dance and sing with her. Oh, it's all over Instagram and YouTube, and there's plenty of photo ops. So
check it.
He's happy.
But here's the actual advertisement that he dropped in this video for it to get taken off the shelf. This is actual advertisement, like right here, this last piece.
I swear. You get truthful like Patti LaBelle after eating this. Go to Walmart and buy the Patti LaBelle pie.
Bang.
Patty's bitch. Oh, my friend. I never knew until then, but I know now.
There you go.
That's it, right there. That was it. Go to Walmart and get that. That did it.
And that did it.
Detonation. Pure detonation.
People have gotten their tails beat over a $3 pie.
So yeah, $3.89, as a matter of fact.
In the parking lot and outside the parking lot of Walmart.
Yo, they wanted to be. They wanted to get that high note.
No, but I heard a homeboy got some studio time with some folks too, just on the strength of these videos. Like,
oh yeah, because he can sing.
Yes, he really can sing.
I don't know how true that is. You know what I'm saying? Because people make up things for the sake of the internet. But I heard that he got some studio time with like some, you know, some top dogs or whatever, just on the strength of, you know, these videos. Yeah, you never know. Could be a thousand.
You never know. Because when, like I told you, when Patti LaBelle came on, I can't think of the name of the darn show, but it was like Tamron Hall, and she was saying that
show.
You know, she even said like he can sing like nobody's business. So
yeah.
You know, yeah, they're gonna be doing something. So
mm-hmm.
He can be her backup singer till he get his own joint.
Okay, that's how Luther got started. That's how Big Luther started. May he rest.
Okay, until he got the little Luther, and then we got the big. And we loved him anyway.
Hey,
that's right.
Bootsy Collins got to start too.
Very true.
That's how I got my start. I don't know why y'all fronting on me.
King Connor.
This motion picture is being presented to you by the conglomerate Entertainment. Please be advised. That you should consider this as a warning.
Yo. Now we came here to demonstrate all the real objects that we create. We the master of the street. What you heard? Cause everything else is quite absurd. And you know we keep it tight. That's what they say. And when you whip it in your truck, just bang this every day. We won't stop rocking. We coming correct. And all these rappers can't stand us, but give us respect.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You see, we're dropping that strong, more powerful and dominant. So just respect my conglomerate.
Look, Mr. Beck is Bigfoot. Giant King Kong boss presence, they've been shook. Try it now. Lock the street, let the kid cook. Tie it down. Don't be mad when your bitch looks quiet down.
You don't sound too convincing. No stamina, weapon, you need ginseng.
I godfather this pinky ring king. I bomb nuclear missiles and swift link.
Now y'all niggas wanna run it high like roaches.
Cargo a coupe on them boats, let the ships in. It's been a drought, prices is up, ching ching. Shoveling from Brooklyn House to Sing Sing. Cold winters get real warm, hailstorm, like a shaking and beefing in jail dorm. Got a new beast in the way I'm in rare form. Now why should they respect them when ringing the air horn?
What you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin.
What's what up, boy? What up,
boy? See, we're dropping that strong
shit. Let it breathe, and then I'm
powerful and dominant.
Yeah,
just respect my conglomerate.
With success comes stress if it's my grind.
Yeah.
So I light up every night in the skyline. Yeah. I keep getting better, they should call me fine wine. Why the used to bees wish they could rewind time? But nah, it is what it is. And going hard is just a part of the folks biz. No porno, right now I'm in the Bordeaux. But usually in a pair, damn, I never saw those. Glass of pink for everybody.
Yeah.
They say stay hungry and never thirsty, so I'm buying drinks for everybody. Problem is that I can't link with everybody, and nowadays everybody think they everybody. You think you big meat? No, you don't. Bring the strip club to the house? No, you won't. And I invite you to the top, but I'm sure it's a real nigga, and you would get stopped at the door.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to.
Yeah.
You see, we're dropping that strong,
strong,
more powerful and dominant. Just respect my conglomerate.
Yo, I'm back what an hour do.
One phone call,
and the posse will shower you. You know my regime is
much more powerful.
Same plans, of course.
Every gram is law.
Get charged to the game, cause every man's a boss.
Respect my conglomerate. Cash in the stash, in the mask.
My connect is anonymous.
You don't want a problem with it.
That get your mama hit.
Mama no hit. Death for the flesh wound.
I'm the shoot, no restroom.
No room to rest.
Cause I'm there to test you.
See where it gets you.
Baptize these rap guys that gas lies.
Crack pies, big nerds, get half-size. When the sword hits the waist or the floor hits the face,
he gon' need a prayer, put the call in the mace.
I put it all in the coupe,
put it all in the chase.
All in Wachovia,
all in the H. 9 MMs and Tech 9, you will respect mine.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. You see, we're dropping that strong, more powerful and dominant. Just respect my conglomerate.
Next nigga say something while I'm talking is getting shot. Please.
You're chilling with the Social Lab. It's 9:43 p.m. I am in the East Coast. I like that sound, but I apologize for using it again. Yo, you're still tuned to TM Hyman Radio right now. Don't forget to go to our website, tmhymanradio.com, to drop your email in there to sign up for our exclusive newsletter, our free giveaways, lap dances, you know, push-up contests, all of that good stuff. We give that all. I'm sorry. You know what my mind is. But, yeah, anyway.
That must be new.
I'm just saying, we'll find somebody. I guarantee you that.
Okay,
yo,
I know
it
you
out,
will.
Man. We got a couple minutes left of the show. I just wanted to just quickly bring up this the atrocities that went on Friday morning throughout the country. It seemed like, I don't know if any of you guys saw that video, that 5-minute video of the different massacre scenes of Black Friday territory. Where the different retailers, they kind of like you know, had these people like bulls at a gate at a rodeo, getting them revved up, and then just let the gate open and let the, you know what I'm saying, let the masses come in, and they had women, grown up, snatching stuff out of little kids' arms. But first of all, why are you bringing your kid to something of that nature? I
know you're
a single parent or whatever. I'm saying you may be a single parent, but come on. Let's make the concessions for this, man. We got to be smarter as adults, period,
yes.
And not bring children into that environment. And second of all, this is my biggest problem with this whole Black Friday thing. First of all, if you know the real history behind Black Friday, that's one thing, okay? We'll go into that later on, or after my comment. But secondly, I really feel that, and this is deep down inside, I really feel that even though I don't, you know, observe the Christmas, the holiday of Christmas or whatever, this is really taking away from the true meaning
of what that holiday is all about. And these retailers are feeding off of this emotion that it drives with the obsession with buying gifts, the obsession of being first in line, the obsession of having it before everybody else. They are feeding off of the people's want to get what they think they their family and themselves deserve.
Saving money.
And that's what I'm saying. I spoke to an assistant manager of Best Buy when I was in line Thursday at Thanksgiving, because I had to get like some travel plates or whatever for our dish. So I was in line at the food store next to the Best Buy around my way, and I was saying like, yo, these people been on, and there was a line forming already at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a line down the damn block at Best Buy, and I said, yo, are these people really standing on line for stuff? She said, yo, and the bad part about it is they don't realize they're going to get these same deals online, and that these deals are going to last up and through Christmas until clearance comes in January.
Yeah,
so it's like,
right.
I don't understand what the thirst is for it. And it bothers me. Just like I said, I feel like as the populace of, I'll say, the Catholicism or the Christian umbrella that embodies this holiday need to stand up behind this thing and like try to bring it back home to what this thing is really about. Because it's really sickening that the retail and that the drive for gifts is more important than actually celebrating the essence of what that holiday really means to that faith or that walk
for
of life.
Exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? So,
they do put a lot of emphasis mostly on, you know, the materialistic part of it versus spending the time with your family members. And so, I mean, like, I don't celebrate. Yeah, I don't celebrate the, you know, Christmas like that, but I love the holidays. I love the holiday time, you know, that, like, the feel of everyone coming home and, you know what I'm saying? And, like, being able to at least take a moment out of their lifetime, out of their lives to spend time with our family and friends.
And I respect the fact that people have another outlook on life at this point of the year, where things aren't as strenuous or as stressful. You know, you let things go. Oh, it's the holiday season. Let's do it this way instead of how we've been doing it to appease them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I respect that, and I admire that from the followers of this holiday. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But just this piece of it right here, it agitates me. It really bothers me. It really does. It really does.
Hey, let's pause for the calls. Bring our resident D.C. native into the conversation. Cooper, what's going on in D.C., brother? Welcome to the show.
Hey, Coop.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Hey,
how was y'all Thanksgiving holiday?
I'm stuck.
You
know what, leftovers.
How about yourself? Oh, man, it was good, man. I had a whole... Yesterday morning, I had me a turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce sandwich for breakfast.
Sounds good.
That's the move
good.
Right there.
Just go to sleep after
sounds
that.
Good. Sounds good to me.
Hey, so I'm sitting here listening, y'all. First, I hear about the whole Patti LaBelle thing. And I'm going to say, when y'all kept on playing the clips, I'm thinking y'all had a female guest on talking about the surprise.
His name is James.
And Patty calls him Miss Thang.
I would get in trouble if I said that. If I said that, I'd be in
trouble with it. He's probably fine.
You would get in trouble.
He is fine with it.
Yeah. Patty calls him that. I swear. I'm telling you. Look it up.
He is totally fine with that.
But look, ain't no damn way that dude is the next Ruben Studdard or the next Luther. And CeeLo, you need to stop lying, and you know you're wrong when you're saying it.
Oh, my God.
Now, Coop, he very well could be.
You know, damn, next Luther.
Luther was missing.
Yes, God.
why the silence? Are we not talking the truth here?
Finish your thought.
All right.
It's certain things that I'm not allowed to say by the PC police.
Oh, man. Well, be PC when you say it, then. Go ahead.
Me, Coop, I'll say it. Don't worry about it. They always after me. I'm used to it.
She wears underwear with dick holes in them.
Well,
I love it. Oh my
there
God.
There you have it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you have it.
Woo!
Ooh, and they weak too. Oh my gosh, they weak.
Oh my gosh, yes. My head hurt now. Again.
TM is wiping tears away, I know.
Dude, I love you. I love you.
I can't help myself.
Did any of y'all get the pie? Did y'all get the pie?
No.
No. My mama told me if I brought that pie on this premises, I may be disowned.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, people dead ass about don't bring that patty pie to my house.
Yeah, she don't say that.
Not people dead ass.
Ones that make them scratch. Yeah.
Nobody saying any pie better than mine.
Pretty much.
Not tonight. Not
I know
that's true.
We could try that tomorrow, next week.
Not
but
this Thursday night.
Right. Not
this
in
happy
her
Thanksgiving.
Lifetime, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
Not
if
you want
lifetime.
It to be a happy Thanksgiving.
She ain't going for it.
Now, if you want to stay eating here,
pretty much.
Sorry about that. Take your ass out to the
sleep in your
back.
Car.
You know what I'm saying? Take your ass to the stove with that.
Barbara's serious about that, too. She meant every syllable.
Damn right.
Oh my gosh, yes, God. Oh, my eyeballs.
We're talking
did you
about
try
the Thanksgiving
it?
Aftermath, folks. So the pie has become a topic of this conversation because we're so we've been so intrigued by our friend James Wright.
Hey!
Say it again.
You asked who did he get a piece of the pie?
Yeah.
I ain't no damn way I'm gonna be fighting over no pie that don't walk.
I know. Ooh, I know. Oh, yeah, cool.
Wait a minute.
For real.
The pie they could be eaten but not consumed. You dig what I'm saying?
Wow. That was Little Kim. Wait a minute.
Okay. Shake your hip on that one. I don't even.
In the video. Patty.
Whoa. Yeah.
The pie that cannot be consumed is the only pie that we eat in the coop.
Right. If I get some pie that's going to make me sing like that, God damn,
hey.
I'm getting married.
Hey.
I have a cape hanging out that joint with a big S on it.
He said it'll make you turn into Patti LaBelle. You are my friend. If I didn't know now, I know it then.
Okay. Good gracious. He covered the catalog.
Yeah.
That
fool started singing Lady Mama Love.
I'd say this is a classic case of who's having what. Yeah.
I
think you're right. What's up, baby? I've been eyeing you. Time and time again, I've been trying to get a little closer, but you won't let it.
Well, if I see something I want, I just go out and get it. I'm like a floozy, I'm choosing, and I don't fall for tricks. Cause God be running games like the New York Knicks.
But on the square, dear, you know your style are really tempting.
Don't try to gas me up on a tank that is empty.
I'm positive that I'm kicking the fact.
Well, I'm light, and you got to kick you better than that.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me? You think you're all that?
No, you think you're all of this. With your baby talking, you're excuse me, miss.
Well, I'm smooth. And hey, look, it's only right. I thought that we can get together and maybe we can.
Sounds good, but guys like you just want to hit in one. Look, we're not the two, and I'm not the one. So if you got some thoughts about taking me to bed, kill that and get a $5 crack.
But I'm all the way live, and I'm definitely not crabbing.
It's just certain things I'm simply not having.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
Nuh-uh, I'm not having it.
Excuse me?
I think you're trying to diss me or play me like I'm booty.
No, matter of fact, love, I think that you're a cutie. It's just certain things you don't understand, baby. Every woman wants to be treated like a lady.
So what? You want me to kick it as if I'm a duck?
Listen to what I'm saying and shut the fuck up. I'm just trying to put it so I can make something happen. You just turned me off by the way that you was rapping.
Look, I'm all the way live and I'm definitely not crabbing. Me change for a woman, that's what I'm not having.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
Step to yourself, cause I don't wanna hear it.
I keep feelings inside, I know who I am.
You're not getting younger, you're just getting older.
What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for at least until tomorrow, friend, I'm never gonna fall in love again. But getting back to the topic of convo, in my book, hon, you are a no-no.
Come on, I'm clean cut and dapper, you got to admit that. I don't sell drugs and I ain't with the whack pack. I'm cool and calm, my tone is mild. You don't see me snatching chains and acting wild. Excuse me, miss, I think you better get with this.
Can it, damn it, cause I'm simply not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
I'm not having it.
Excuse me, miss.
No, I'm not having it.
Excuse me. Yo, look, gorgeous. Let me put it like this.
No, I'm not
yo,
happy.
Yo, come on, honey. Look, my name is like, you know.
I'm not happy.
Hey, I want to take you out and treat you.
Life's mind. Not happy.
You know, I'm talking the whole nine yards, baby.
No, I'm not happy.
Well, look, I'm paid. I'm like live, you know.
I'm not happy.
I'm the best they come, honey. I'm telling you now.
No, I'm not happy.
You know, I'm positive. Hey, I'm positive.
Positive? I am not happy.
That's right, like, we ain't having it. 9:57 p.m. here at Social Lab TM, Hyman Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate.
I did it this way.
Big Coop.
Excuse
and the
me,
hater miss. Save James.
Whatever.
Join us on Wednesday when we are up in here getting you over that hump. Make sure, again, you log on to TM Hyman Radio and sign up for our exclusive newsletter.
Hey, CeeLo, how many baby daddies Crybaby had?
She only had the one baby daddy, and she had, like, 11 by him, and then her grandbabies was by his brother. Yeah.
Hey, Gina, how many baby mamas is Giuseppe going to have?
None.
We don't have baby mamas.
Push below the belt.
We sure don't.
Put
and he's still more man than some of the dudes I know out there.
Hey, so say he's gonna be around there lying to them other to them girls, telling them that he can make a baby and just be humping on them.
Humping on, get that dry hump popping.
No, what he's gonna do is be out there getting all the girls and not bringing no babies home like a smart young man.
Oh my goodness gracious!
That's what he
loves.
He get old enough. When he get older, people gonna tell Gina.
I am delivered.
Horrible.
Delivered.
Giuseppe, tell your Uncle Fabe to beat it. That's what you do. Say beat it, Uncle Fabe.
Tell him to beat it. Oh, I'm sorry. He can't.
A mess.
30 seconds left of the show, folks. Back on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Take us up out of here.
He's going to be humping and ain't nothing going to happen. He's going to be talking about, y'all going to make me lose my mind.
What happened? We see y'all on Wednesday.
Listen,
we love
to
y'all.
All my dog lovers. Call in and support.
Whatever you
Giuseppe.
Do, do it well.
Call in and support my baby.
Hey,
tell
y'all, don't
tell Save James to leave my baby alone.
Whatever. I'm doing it because I love y'all, man. Hey, man, don't forget the real being a Black Friday. You sell them slaves cheap on Friday after Thanksgiving. That's where it came from.
Okay.
Hey, Uncle Fabe, shut up.
TMHymanRadio.com. Go.
Tell him.
Don't be mad. He's going to fight
you.
Figure out what's happening.
Talk radio. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio. Real talk. Real talk. Talk radio. Real talk. 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 Real